All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard with me. Richard, I know, as usual, we drive some vehicles from time to time. Need to talk about them. By the way, producer Ann's doing a great job of taking these little segments out and even putting them up on some of the other platforms that are out there to make these things easier to find, index them, and so on. So if you're looking for any review on any car we've done, it'll make that easier. So producer Ann, thank you for doing that very much. We do appreciate that. But I know, Richard, you are currently, you're about done because you're going to be switching off here tomorrow, but you're currently driving a new Toyota 4Runner.
Yeah, so the 2022 4Runner, and for some of you that are, you know, you guys get worried about the year or whatever it is, not a whole lot new from years past to this year. They just kind of done a few different styling, or not even styling, just a few different, you know, options and available features and standard features and that sort of stuff. But this is the TRD Pro version, Dad, which is kind of the top of the line off-road version, not quite the luxury version, but obviously if you're looking to buy something that can go straight off-road, straight from, you know, basically the factory, I guess, this is a very capable in every sense of the word. It's powered by a 4-liter V6, the tried and true one. We'll talk about that in a second. I've got this nice, pretty lime rush green, I think, or this lime green color. It's got a nice, you know, kind of cargo rack on it. I can see, I'm looking at it right now, I can see this, the front skid plate on it and the nice approach angles. It's got some fun off-road features with some of the dials, Dad, that lets you, you know, you can kind of, you know, approach your entry point, right? And then you can actually let the car drive itself and you can control it via the knobs and some of
the crawl control is what you're talking about.
Exactly, the crawl control and a lot of that. So they've really done some fun and exciting things. You know,
and you know, to your point, Richard, you know, that's a vehicle where they've, you know, let's face it, folks, that's to compete with things like the, you know, the Rubicon, so the Wrangler end of things, even the Tacoma, which is another vehicle that they sell. But let's face it, you know, in that marketplace, there's several vehicles that are in there competing for that hardcore yet still very street drivable vehicle. And you know, let's face it, they, you know, I see in Colorado especially, it is a hot market for the 4Runners. They sell a gazillion of them here.
Yeah, no, they absolutely do. And they do a great job at it, and there's a reason, right? They don't need to change anything on it.
That's right.
Even though you and I give them a hard time for it because we think that they should adjust it. I do think they should make some adjustments and some changes. They should get a little bit better styling, newer styling.
Modernize
things
it.
Things like that. They absolutely, and that's not just the 4Runner, Dad, right? It's what they've done on the Tundra right now, although that's what they've done. It should have been done, you know, 5-10 years ago, but it's also hard to beat the actual numbers, right? Which
it is.
If they sell a gazillion cars, no matter
why
what. And so that's what I was going to compare it to, right? Is the 4-liter six-cylinder, oh yeah, the 4-liter six-cylinder really is sluggish, especially at our altitude. It takes a while to get into traffic. You're not looking to beat anyone.
And the fuel economy, and again, it's just, I'm not beating up Toyota, but to your point, I call them a slow runner for a reason. They only get about 16 miles to the gallon in the city, which in my opinion, in Toyota, if you're listening, you know this, it's inexcusable in today's world to only get that kind of fuel economy on that vehicle, because there's other ways to do that and get a lot more fuel economy out of it and have the power you need, Richard. So yeah, they are behind in that area.
Well, and I think, and I know we got to run here in a second, Dad, I think they're going to do that here in future iterations with the iForce Max, you know, by putting the hybrid technology into it. And I look forward to when they
do that
because
the
platform and the vehicle that they have is amazing, even for our, especially for our area and all of the trails and the mountains and everything that we've got close by. And then this vehicle, as it sits, about $53,000. So again, folks, a trail ready vehicle that you can get for under $60,000. And Dad, I know folks can ask you separately off air. That's pretty hard to do.
It is.
You came from the automotive industry, you know, doing that for a number of years, and it's really hard for us to get a vehicle done right.
That's right.
Under that.
That's right.
Near that money. So for folks that want to learn more, head to your local Toyota dealer. As we've been saying, they've got some of these on the lot. So when they do that, head to your local Toyota dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.